Friends, we will touch upon the very important subject of quality management system. What normally we are hearing every day about ISO 9001. ISO 9001, as shown in this beautiful diagram, is we already have touched upon plan, do, check, act cycle. It moves up and up and up continuously, so this is a continuous improvement, and quality tools are not allowing it to come down, whereas they always push it upwards, and we go up and up, and then we rise to the TQM. In other words, I can say that ISO 9001 is the stepping stone to the TQM. When we are implementing TQM, we should actually start with ISO 9001 quality management system, which we are able to achieve because of leadership, as I have detailed earlier about leadership. Then people, continuous involvement of all the employees, all the people, suppliers, and also the customers. Involvement and results. TQM, while going to TQM, one must think of going like this. Implement ISO quality management system. Thereby we will know how to go successfully towards the TQM. We, in our organizations where we were working, we have implemented successfully ISO 9001. That time it was 2000 version. Now it is 2008 version, ISO 9001, 2008. And since I was in the automotive company, we implemented that time QS 9000, which is now called as TS 16949 for the automotive companies. So what is all this ISO 9001? We are hearing that that company has taken ISO, that hotel has taken ISO, that company has taken ISO, there is ISO audit. What all this is, that I am going to explain in this chapter, chapter number 14, quality management system. This chapter is for our subject TQM, total quality management, which we are going via ISO, ISO 9001. It has been recognized that the emphasis on quality has led organizations to adopt TQM. Moreover, organizations and customers have demanded external recognition of quality, which has in turn provided the momentum for the International Organization of Standardization. What is ISO? It is International Organization for Standardization, ISO. So, development of the ISO 9000 series. I develop the quality management system and I get it certified that it is as per the ISO standard by an external agency. ISO 9000 is an important part of TQM, and the implementation of both approaches together will lead to organizational success and competitive advantage for our business. Because if we have to sustain in the business, competitive advantage should be there. A different edge should be there, that we can sustain our business in spite of fierce competition. ISO 9000 certification is only the beginning of a continuous improvement process, rather than the end. It is the beginning and could be a useful stepping stone. I have shown it in the first drawing like this. It is a stepping stone. ISO 9000 can be an excellent start to TQM. If somebody wants to implement TQM, start with ISO 9000. It is interpreted in a way that encourages the company to start on the process of continuous improvement by teamwork of all people. because earlier we have covered all this continuous improvement, teamwork, and then it can be a very good stepping stone for TQM. ISO 9000 family of standards. ISO 9000 was first established in 1987. It was based on BS, British standard, 5750 series of standards from BSI. What is BSI? British Standards Institution, and that were proposed to ISO in 1979. So, ISO 9000 was first established in 1987. ISO 9000 family of standards is related to quality measurement systems and quality management systems, and designed to help organizations to ensure that they meet the needs of customers. It is having the customer focus. It is having the continuous improvement. So, to ensure that they meet the needs of customers and also other stakeholders. The standards are published by ISO, International Organization for Standardization. The International Organization for Standardization and available through the national standard bodies. ISO 9000 deals with the fundamentals of quality management systems, including the 8 management principles. When you read the document of ISO 9000, you will come across 8 management principles on which the family of standards is based. So, 8 quality management principles begin with the first thing which we have covered in our earlier chapter is customer focus. Organizations depend on their customers and therefore should understand current and future customer needs. Current needs also continuously changing, and future customer needs are not even completely known to the customer also. But we must understand that what may customer need in the future, what innovations are required that customer will accept our quality even in the future. Future customer needs should meet customer requirements and strive to exceed customer expectations, today's expectations, tomorrow's expectations, and future expectations. And this we have covered in detail earlier, customer focus, that is the first quality management principle given in the ISO 9000. Second thing also we have covered, leadership. Leaders establish unity of purpose and direction of the organization. They should create and maintain the internal environment in which people can become fully involved in achieving the organization's objectives by empowering them, by delegating the responsibility as well as authority to them, and guiding them, becoming their friend, philosopher, and guide. Organize the team. So, leader plays a very important role in the organization. They have influence over the people. All this we have covered earlier in the chapter of leadership, which is also a quality management principle. Third is also involvement of people also is covered. Involvement of people, people at all levels. See, all these are TQM principles only. People at all levels are the essence of an organization, and their full involvement enables their abilities to be used fully for the organization's benefit. Full involvement of people, we have covered this. Then process approach, also we have covered. A desired result is achieved. What is desired result? The result which is acceptable to the customer, satisfies the customer requirements. A desired result is achieved more efficiently. Efficiently, that is more profitable, more output of the given input, optimal utilization of the resources when activities and related resources are managed as a process. Then, system approach to management. We should look into the organization as a total system to identify, understand, and manage interrelated processes in all the organization as a system. contributes to the organization's effectiveness and efficiency in achieving its objectives. We have discussed effectiveness and efficiency in the first chapter. So, we should see to the organization as a system, not in bits and pieces. Then we have covered continual improvement of the organization's overall performance should be a permanent objective of the organization. Then factual approach to decision making. We have covered the measurement systems analysis, and what we have said there, measure everything that affects the customer satisfaction, metrics. Factual approach, look at the facts, what has happened in the past, what do our records say, how many scraps have happened, how many reworks have happened, how many parts have become down the drain, they have gone down the drain. Effective decisions are based on the analysis of data and information. Take it about the suppliers, find out what is their track record, because the performance of the suppliers is based on the track record. Look at the facts and figures, don't go on your opinions, take decisions based on the facts and figures, and that is what it says. Then mutually beneficial supplier relationships, in that supplier teaming we have covered this. An organization and its suppliers are interdependent and mutually beneficial relationship, it should exist in between them, enhances the ability of both to create value to the organization. These are the 8 quality principles. ISO 9000 describes fundamentals of quality management systems and specifies the terminology for quality management system. So, ISO 9000 is fundamentals of quality management system and specifies the terminology. For example, it defines what is a customer, it defines what is quality, and ISO 9001 is different. It specifies requirement of a quality management system, requirements where an organization needs to demonstrate its ability, in which field organization needs to demonstrate its ability to provide products that fulfill customer and applicable regulatory requirements. Yes, one very important word has come. It is not only customer requirements, it is also applicable regulatory requirements, legal requirements as per the law, that also organization has to fulfill. So, ISO 9000 says an organization needs to demonstrate its ability to provide products that fulfill customer and applicable regulatory requirements and aims to enhance customer satisfaction. Then ISO 9004 is one more. It provides guidelines that consider both the effectiveness and efficiency of the quality management system. Okay. You have installed a quality management system. Now, it provides guidelines that how effective and how efficient your quality management system is. The aim of this standard is to improvement of the performance of the organization and satisfaction of customers and other interested parties, which is not a static matter, which is a dynamic matter, continuous matter. Continuous improvement should be there in this. So, ISO 9004 gives the details about it. ISO 19011 provides guidance on auditing quality and environmental management systems. How to audit? Suppose I go as an auditor to an organization, how should I audit the system? Those guidelines are given in ISO 19011. Then ISO 10012 provides guidance on quality assurance for measurement processes. We have covered the measurement systems analysis. Together they form a coherent set of quality management system standards, facilitating mutual understanding in national and international trade. So now I am coming to the latest version of ISO 9001. What is ISO 9001? It is requirements of a quality management system. Requirements of a quality management system, where an organization needs to demonstrate its ability. So the latest version of this ISO 9001 is ISO 9001-2008. It is the current version of ISO 9001. ISO 9001-2008 Quality Management Systems Requirements is a document of approximately 30 pages, which is available from the national standard organization in each country. For example, it is available from Bureau of Indian Standards, Delhi. It deals with the requirements that organizations wishing to meet the standard have to fulfill. These requirements, which requirements the organization has to fulfill, it says about this. Third party certification bodies such as TUV provide independent confirmation that organizations meet the requirements of ISO 9001. That means they will come to your organization, audit the system and say, yes, your organization satisfies the requirements of ISO 9001. This is the PDCA model of ISO 9001-2008, Plan, Do, Check, Act. What they say? Management responsibility, resource management, product realization, measurement analysis and improvement, and it goes on. Continual improvement of quality management systems. Here the customers are there and other interested parties, and here customers and other interested parties. Requirements, input, output, satisfaction. ISO 9001-2008 is supplemented directly by two other standards of the family. ISO 9000-2005. What is this now? This is quality management systems fundamentals and vocabulary. It gives you the definitions. I said definition of quality, definition of customer, definition of customer requirement, definition of many other things it gives. ISO 9000-2005 is the latest one. Then ISO 9004-2009, managing for the sustained success of an organization. Sustained success, that means today also you are successful, tomorrow also you are successful, in the future also you are successful. So how to do that is the ISO 9004-2009, a quality management approach. Two types of auditing are required to become registered to the standard. That means if I have to get registered for the standard, auditing by an external certification body, such as I said TUV, external audit, and audits by internal staff. For example, I was an internal staff member for my company and I was the auditor, internal auditor, trained for this process. Internal auditing is done by training. The aim is a continual process of review and assessment. For example, external audits, surveillance audits are done every 6 months, and process of review and assessment to verify that the system is working as it is supposed to work, to find out whether it can improve continuously, to correct or prevent problems identified. That means I audit the system, I find the non-conformities, then I give those non-conformities in writing to them and they improve upon it and prove to me next time that yes, I have removed this non-conformity. Then only I certify them for the ISO 9001-2008. Numerous certification bodies exist which audit organizations, and upon success, what is success? Whatever the non-conformities are there are all removed. Major non-conformities, then we don't certify the organization. All major and minor non-conformities must be removed. There should be a continuous improvement process in that, and then only I certify the organization as ISO 9001:2008. Although commonly referred to as ISO 9000 certification, the actual standard to which an organization's quality management system can be certified is ISO 9001:2008. Okay, we say we have got ISO 9000. Actually, we have been certified for ISO 9001:2008. Major outline contents for ISO 9001:2008 are as follows. Section 4. What is section 4? Quality management system. And it says the organization shall establish, document, implement and maintain a QMS. What is QMS? Quality management system. And continually improve its effectiveness in accordance with the requirements of the standard. Section 5. It says management responsibility. Earlier I have covered this subject. Top management is responsible for the quality management system. Top management shall provide evidence of its commitment. It is not only blazing, it is commitment involvement. The top management shall provide evidence of its commitment to the development and implementation of QMS and continuously improve its effectiveness by ensuring customer focus, quality policy, planning, responsibility, authority and communication. Section 6, resource management. Human resources, total involvement of people, infrastructure, buildings, process equipment, transport, communication, everything is coming in the infrastructure. Then work environment. Section 7, product realization. We manufacture the product, realize the product. Customer related processes, design and development. We have covered quality planning already. Production and service provision. Validation of processes. Identification and traceability. And each stage of the production, the components are identified and they are traceable to earlier processes. Control of monitoring and measuring devices, which we have said earlier, repeatability and reproducibility of the gauges, all this comes under product realization. And section 8, measurement, analysis and improvement. Measurement, monitoring of processes and products. So, process approach is automatically coming in this section 4, 5, 6, 7 and 8. Section 4 is quality management system. Section 5 is management responsibility. Section 6 is resource management. Section 7 is product realization, process approach. Section 8, measurement, analysis and improvement are the important sections in this ISO 9001:2008. Before the certification body can issue or renew a certificate, the auditor must be satisfied that the company being assessed has implemented the requirements of sections 4 to 8. Requirements for documentation. Now, you must note that certain documentation is a must for ISO 9001:2008. Documentation, the requirements of documentations are not very high, they are lean. The documented procedure appears just 6 times. The mandatory procedures are, mandatory means compulsory. Compulsory procedures are for the control of documents. That means if I produce a document, same document should be there everywhere, related people should have the same document. If there any change, let us say one section is changed in that document, then the changed documents must be replaced at all the locations where the people are using it. And the earlier older document should be removed from there and at every location where the people are using. For example, engineering drawing. Whosoever is using the engineering drawing, they must have the latest version of the engineering drawing. And all older engineering drawings must be physically removed from that location. That is called as document control. Then control of records, control of internal audits. Very, very high importance is given to the records of internal audits, because internal audit will give you the indication whether your system is in surveillance or not. Then non-conforming product. For example, I manufacture 1 lakh parts and suppose 100 parts are scrapped or to be reworked, then they should be kept in a specific place with a tag, and it should not be mixed with the normal product. It should be controlled. It should not lie haphazard here and there. It should be physically removed from the production line, kept on a rack called as red rack or yellow rack, and it should be properly discussed, reworked, and scrap should be disposed of on a day-to-day basis. Then most important thing is corrective and preventive action. When I was going for auditing, I was first auditing them for corrective and preventive action, because normally I was finding that people are very weak in taking corrective and preventive actions. So, mandatory procedures are for the control of all these 6 factors: documents, records, internal audits, non-conforming products control, corrective and preventive action. If you have all these 6 documentation in place, then the external auditors will be satisfied that you have that system. Sections 4 to 8, requirements must be completed and documentation should be completed for these 6 factors. The standard specifies that the organization shall issue and maintain the following 6 documented procedures. Control of documents. How do you do the control of documents? As I was telling, that every location should have only the latest document, changed document, controlled document. They have a red stamp on that, so that a Xerox copy does not roam here and there, because Xerox copy cannot have the red stamp. So the man who issues the document issues it with the red stamp. So this procedure should be written down. How do we do control of documents? And the procedure number is 4.2.3. Then how do we control the records? How do we do the internal audits? There should be documented procedure for this. It must be in existence in your files, in your quality manual also. Control of non-conforming product, control of service, non-conforming service, corrective action, preventive action, documented procedure. In addition to these procedures, ISO 9001:2008 requires the organization to document any other procedures required for the effective operation. Those were the mandatory procedures. You can have many other procedures. The standard also requires the organization to issue and communicate a documented quality policy and a quality manual, which may or may not include the documented procedures, and numerous records as specified throughout the standard. Future version of ISO 9001 is ISO 9001:2015. ISO 9000 is also supplemented directly by ISO 9004:2009. I said earlier, this new ISO 9004 standard explains how organizations can use a management approach to achieve sustained success. This is a major change in focus. Sustained success is now the goal of the standard. You are successful today, but how you can be successful tomorrow and day after tomorrow and in the future? And ISO 9004:2009 gives the details about it. Then, as I was telling, QS 9000, which is now called as TS 16949, is an ISO technical specification aiming to the development of a quality management system that provides for continuous improvement, emphasizes defect prevention and reduction of variation and waste in the supply chain. It is based on ISO 9001, and the first edition was published in March 2002 as ISO TS16949-2002. It is for automobile manufacturers, TS16949. It was prepared by the International Automotive Task Force, IATF, and the Technical Committee of ISO. It harmonizes the country specific regulations of quality management systems. About 30% of more than 100 existing automobile manufacturers affiliate the requirements of the norm, and I want to tell you that many Indian organizations also have achieved this. Particularly, I was telling you that in the Micro Bosch, we have implemented QS 9000 that time, because it is an automotive manufacturer. TS16949 applies to the design, development, production, and when relevant, installation and servicing of automotive related products. The big threes have designed this, General Motors and all that, you know that. The requirements are intended to be applied throughout the supply chain. For the first time, vehicle assembly plants will be encouraged to seek ISO TS16949 certification. Thank you.